Hello, my precious snowflakes. Brian King here. You might want to ask why the heck am I calling you a snowflake? All right. Because snowflakes are all individuals, but they're also the same in that they are all snowflakes, but none is like the other. You all have a unique contribution to the overall snowstorm of life. So, with that, let's start with a quote from famous American football coach Vince Lombardi, who said, "The Green Bay Packers never lost a game. They just ran out of time." Now, one might read into that and say, this is a man that can't handle losing. He couldn't handle the score on the board. So he had to come up with some colorful metaphor or a quote to make himself okay with it. But I think there's more into it than that. I just had a wonderful mastermind with some of my clients, and we were talking about this idea of scorekeeping and how it really sabotages our own understanding of our personal development and what success means for us. And anybody that's grown up in any kind of structured educational setting, whether it be public school or private school, but from day one, there's this emphasis on scorekeeping. How many points did you get on your paper? What was your score on the test? Did you get all the questions right? Did you get 100%? Did you get more than the kid next to you? When you're on the playground playing sports, what was the score? What was the final score? How many did you win by? So we're taught to measure success according to the score, especially in how it relates to those around us, or how it relates to what the people in authority want from us. So it's always this measure of success or value, or the worth of what we produce based on the score that it's given. Might I suggest that that's a whole heap and load of BS that really doesn't help us? I mean, I appreciate that in the economics of the world, that it's important when you're working in a sales team, for example. You have a quota to meet. How many sales did you make? How many widgets? So I appreciate that to a degree, score is really built heavily into our system. But when it comes to you as a person, how are you growing as an individual? Is it really something that you can score? One of the people on the call this morning brought up a statement from one of my favorite books, Mindset by Carol Dweck, who used the term not yet in order to use yourself as a benchmark for where you are on the continuum of your personal growth journey. So instead of saying, well, you've succeeded at accomplishing this or you've failed at accomplishing it, think of it as this continuum of not yet, meaning, well, you're on your way, you're getting there, but you're not there yet. And it's okay because you can have kind of a holding pattern where you feel like you haven't made that much progress. Maybe you've made a whole lot of progress. Maybe you've made just a little bit of progress. But instead of quantifying each of those points and saying, well, I didn't make a whole lot of progress, so it really doesn't count. Or I feel like I've been spending some time in reflection and haven't really gotten anywhere, so I guess I'm failing. No, get rid of all that and replace it with not yet. So no matter whether there's movement or not, you're not there yet, but you're still in process. You're still in progress because the reality is this journey ever really over for us as far as your personal growth goes? Now, I'm not saying the same for people that insist on staying within their comfort zone. I'm saying for people that are actively reflecting upon life and the effort they're taking and seeing whether it's something that's moving them forward, helping them grow or not. People that are in the game of refining themselves, use not yet to remind yourself that you're in process progress, but if you haven't hit a destination, that's okay because you're doing the work. You're showing up. Another example. One of the people on the call this morning was sharing how her child is frustrated because in his math, he's behind his peers. And he's comparing his progress to where he is in relationship to them, as opposed to remembering that this is your journey, son. You're at where you're at. You're not yet where you're capable of being. But we're not measuring your success based on anybody else but your journey. My math is atrocious, which is probably part of the reason why I found myself on the professional path that I'm in now, instead of crunching numbers and doing statistics and all that fun stuff. But that's okay. My measure of success is how I am in relationship to other people, how well I serve others, how good of a father I am to my kids. It isn't about how well I crunch numbers. So math doesn't even fall into it. But if I were still carrying around that criteria today because somebody else told me it mattered, I'd be thinking I was a failure. Now, am I where I want to be in the areas that matter to me? Not yet, but I'm working on it. I'm in process. So the overall point here being that when you think about the path that you're on in life, there are a whole lot of people that have opinions out there about what you should deem to be important, what you should focus on, what matters, what everybody else is measuring in terms of whether you are a worthwhile human being, whether you have something to contribute or not. And a lot of them are bunk. A lot of them are nonsense, especially when they tell you that you're not good enough because you haven't mastered a certain skill. You're not good at shooting baskets. You're not good at solving quadratic equations. One of the very few things I remembered from math class, by the way. Proud of myself. Or any other measure for that reason. Because what it really boils down to isn't how much time it takes you to accomplish something. Like I quoted at the beginning, when Vince Lombardi said, the Green Bay Packers never lost a game. They just ran out of time. Time is kind of an arbitrary measure. Who says that if it doesn't take place within a certain amount of time, you didn't win? Okay, so the time right on the clock doesn't mean you lost. All it means is that somebody else's constraint upon you held you back. Maybe it takes your child or me longer to get through a math unit than the other students. But because you made us move forward, oh, we ran out of time for this unit. We got to do the next unit. You didn't do so hot. You didn't master it. You failed. No. You imposed an arbitrary amount of time on me that didn't allow for me to put in the work and the time I needed to do my best. So is the fault me? Or is the fault your arbitrary boundary? So do yourself a favor and try and let go as much as possible about the arbitrary scorekeeping that others do and encourage you to do in measuring your progress in life. Because bottom line is, just because you're not there now doesn't mean you'll never be there. You're just not there yet. So hopefully this has been helpful. Please share it with somebody that you think can benefit from it as well. And until we talk next time, this has been Brian. Thanks for being you.